USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control will require those traveling on nearly all forms of public transportation to wear a face mask as officials try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The order, which goes into effect Monday night, calls on all travelers on public conveyances, including airplanes, buses, trains, ferries, taxis, and rideshares, to mask up. The order will also extend to airports, train, and bus stations. The order comes as California reaches another grim milestone. According to new data, California has recorded more than 40,000 deaths from COVID-19. Only New York has recorded more, topping 43,000 deaths in that state. New data from Johns Hopkins University shows that the U.S. had recorded more than 26 million coronavirus infections since the beginning of the pandemic. About 439,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new study suggests that children don't spread COVID at a high rate while in school if proper protocols are taken. Dr. Daria Long of the University of Tennessee Department of Emergency Medicine is one of the co-authors of the study, and she tells CNN that they found more cases of COVID when kids came back from breaks than when they were in school regularly.
What we saw, and that was kind of one of our final conclusions from this, is what we saw is the number of cases that we had were very highest each time after kids were out on break. So when they came back in August or after fall break, after Thanksgiving, their numbers were highest. Whereas when they were in school continually, they were following these protocols and we were able to test them, we got our numbers even lower. So we had the lowest incidence when they were continually in school.
The study showed that just 9% of students who came into the school infected spread it to other students, and researchers didn't find evidence of student-to-teacher transmissions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
There was a bipartisan call this week for hearings into the large spike for GameStop and AMC stock driven by traders from social media site Reddit, and many questions as to why trading app Robinhood temporarily froze trading on those company stocks. Senator Roger Marshall wants to know what happened, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News he isn't sure that the government needs to step in and do something about it.
How many people would watch the Super Bowl if we changed the rules at halftime? And that's what I feel like a lot of investors feel like, that everyone deserves equal opportunity to make money on Wall Street, whether you live in small town USA or a big city, whether you work on Main Street or Wall Street. We want an equal shot at this. We don't want to overreact. I don't think we need a bunch of new rules. Let's get some folks in front of us and listen to what actually happened. But mostly, we want a level playing field. We want equal access to the markets. And Robinhood, you know, their mission was great. It was to give everyday people like myself and folks across the country the opportunity to buy stocks online at a cheap price without having to pay larger commissions. So we got to be careful here, not overreact. But let's take a dive and see, why did they pull the rug out from under us?
There were a number of upsets on the college hardwood on Saturday. Number 20, Virginia Tech, out in-state rival number 8 Virginia 65-51. Another top 10 team fell as number 24 Oklahoma beat number 9 Alabama 66-61. Florida dropped number 11 West Virginia 85-80, and number 21 Minnesota fell to Purdue 81-62. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.